This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. You know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health, now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got some vaccine updates, we got some cannabis updates, we got some updates. We got some theme song challenges for Super Don today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's going to be exciting. Super Don is up for the challenge. Also, Liam Sheff, my good buddy, is going to join us the next hour, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things that you guys and gals out there need to know. We'll talk about a little bit more. I'll preview it this hour as well and dive headlong into it. But first up, Super Don, you know, the listening audience, they love you. They challenge you. And, you know, I challenge you from time to time. And, it's like it's been the running gag recently. It's like, do you have a theme song for that? Right. Do you have a theme song for that? Right. And so somebody is writing in, and you know, I think yesterday that challenged you to have a theme song for something very unusual. Giving you a few more minutes to back out of it, but if you think you're up for it, we'll go for it a little later this hour.
Listen, I actually threw the challenge out there, so I can't back out.
That's true.
Would be egg on my face, right?
Right, right.
We'll have a little fun with that.
All right. Well, first things first, we want to talk about Donald Trump and vaccines because there's a report about his views and how they're so far out of some kind of mainstream. But before we do that, I think we ought to try out a new vaccine theme song and see what happens.
Vaccines.
Yes, yes.
Line up, kids.
Yes, you must be no foul, foul.
Die of aerosol.
Yes, yes. Aluminum, aluminum, brown, brown. Yes, formaldehyde,
adverse reaction.
Money, money, foul, foul. Brown, 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 brown.
Dude, I like it because, I mean, if anybody was pro-vaccine before that, they're not going to want one after hearing that. Just the sound alone is discordant like a vaccine is. So there you go. First update of the day. It's a vaccine update. And, you know, for all new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you still love and have faith in, because it is a religious sacrament, vaccines, knock yourself out. That's not for me to tell you to do it or not do it. I will advise, we're just trying to inform you on the ingredients, the adverse events that are possible, and the fact that there are many other ways to prevent disease without even having to stimulate an antibody artificially. But bottom line on this show, it's health, freedom, healing, liberty. You get to choose. The government doesn't get to choose for you, and you don't get to choose for me any more than I would get to choose for you. And having said that, Donald Trump has been, you know, he's been catching a lot of hell since the campaign trail. If you remember, in one of the debates, was this the one at the Reagan like library out in California that this happened?
I think so. This is the one that anybody who's been following this, especially as far as Trump talking about vaccines, this was part of the exchange between him and Ben Carson, if you remember.
Yeah, and just so you know, the headline reads here on Fierce Pharma: Trump's vaccine hesitant views run against public opinion, Pew says. Now, that's interesting because it used to be you're an anti-vaxxer if you simply want to slow the schedule down. Now they're saying it's vaccine hesitancy, as if that's a bad thing. And Donald Trump didn't back down when challenged in that debate. I want to remind y'all, actually, I don't have to remind you. Let's use his own words when he was asked about this.
As president, you would be in charge of the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health, both of which say you are wrong. How would you handle this as president?
Autism has become an epidemic. 25 years ago, 35 years ago, you look at the statistics, not even close. It has gotten totally out of control. I am totally in favor of vaccines, but I want smaller doses over a longer period of time.
Okay, and they went apoplectic about that. They tried to say he's disqualified, he's discredited. And if you remember, they then went to Ben Carson, who's a physician, neurosurgeon, and then went to Rand Paul, ophthalmologist, I believe, a doctor, a physician as well. And they basically concurred with Donald Trump's view of vaccines. Again, they're all for it, but at the same time, they're like, hey, what about too many too soon? And our good friend Casey Krejci from, you know, Living Fuel was one of the guys, main guys, that had informed Ben Carson prior to that about the reality of the dangers of vaccines, the too many, too soon, that kind of concept. But Trump was, you know, pushed forward to do even more. And he talked about the babies. And this gets into the one-size-fits-all medicine, which is not a good form of medicine. Individualization. You know, does everybody get the same dose?
Because you take a baby in, and I've seen it. And I had my children taken care of over a long period of time, over a 2 or 3 year period of time, same exact amount. But you take this little beautiful baby and you pump. I mean, it looks just like it's meant for a horse, not for a child.
Now, of course, we know Donald Trump is prone to exaggeration in his language. That's kind of what is Trump, why people really appreciated him, right? It doesn't look like it's for a horse, but if you look contextually, right? It's context is king here. If you look at the syringe and what's in that syringe, and you look at the size of a baby, and you give that same dose, no matter if the baby is 1 day old, 6 months old, 2 years old, much less 4 or 6 years old, tell me that they're changing the dose for each individual child. They're not. It's a one-size-fits-all approach. That's bad medicine. Even if vaccines were good for you, that'd be bad medicine.
Well, And let's also put it in some perspective here, okay? I don't remember. You have to help me with this. Like on a well baby visit, how many vaccines does a baby get in like one visit?
It depends on the visit. You know, you hear
minimum. You know, let's say like on average
three, sometimes as many as six.
So if you look at that one vaccine, right? Mm-hmm. So we're talking about multiple shots, right?
Sure.
Here's this vaccine, and here's this vaccine, and here's this. So maybe in that one shot, it might look like a little bit. But if you're getting three shots altogether, put all that into one syringe. That's going to look like a much, you know, it's going to look bigger, right?
Well, and how many micrograms of aluminum can a one-day-old baby take in a Hep B shot, right? They shouldn't be having any. Yet that's being done consistently. So they criticize Trump over the fact that he's out of step with the mainstream. It's like, dude, I'm with Trump on this. In fact, I go way further than Trump on this. But at the same time, he didn't back down and even went further on this about these two-year-olds and the fever and the autism connection.
Vaccines.
Just wanted to remind you about the vaccine thing. Here's more of Trump.
And we've had so many instances, people that work for me just the other day, 2 years old, 2.5 years old, a child, a beautiful child, went to have the vaccine and came back and a week later got a tremendous fever, got very, very sick, now is autistic. I only say I'm in favor of vaccines. Do them over a longer period of time, same amount, just in little sections.
So he's not at all being unreasonable. I mean, I think it's unreasonable to do any based on what I know, what I've talked about for many years. In fact, we did a 12-hour seminar, or at least that many hours, with John Rappaport called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous many years ago now. So I've been at this for a long time trying to communicate the reality that there are other ways to prevent disease, and also that there are certain childhood eruptive diseases like chickenpox and even measles that are evidently beneficial to the development of the immune system and the health of the baby moving through adolescence into adulthood. Less likelihood of autoimmune diseases, allergies, even cancer. But that's never discussed. It's only, are you for vaccines or are you against them? And if you even question the schedule, then you're an anti-vaxxer, or in this case now they're calling it vaccine hesitancy. Kind of take the edge off of it a little bit, because I think they figured out that a lot of people are on to the CDC and the global pharmaceutical industrial complex agenda of sacrificing children with the sacrament of the vaccines. So this is a new term, if you will, vaccine hesitancy. And they're saying, what was the perception here? Let's see. Pew Research Center reports that 88% of Americans think the benefits of the MMR vaccine outweigh the risks. Well, it's because they don't know. They don't know. I mean, if I want to call them ignorant, I can call them ignorant. Or do I want to call them? No, I call them ignorant because even their belief in the experts is rooted in ignorance. They don't know that there's a whole other world of research out there, much less a clinical observation. Many physicians around the world that have reported these things, that they are not safe and that they are not effective. They are unavoidably unsafe, as declared by the United States Supreme Court, which is why they put this 1986 National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program together, a no-fault scenario where no manufacturers of these vaccines could ever be sued if they were on the CDC's recommended childhood schedule, which is why every manufacturer of a vaccine wants to get put on that schedule, because guess what? When they injure or kill you or your children, they cannot be sued. $3 billion paid out already since that time of its inception. I think it activated in 88. $3 billion plus, probably climbing to $4. And the flu shot seems to be number one on the list recently, but the HPV shot is coming up quickly. Speaking of the HPV shot, what you need to know about the CDC's updated vaccine guidelines now available on CBS News. We have it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. All you need to know about the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion schedule is that if it's on it, you don't want it. Do like George Carlin, you know, the first rule that George Carlin lived by? I don't believe anything the government tells me. If the CDC says it's safe and effective, you better get a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth opinion, because it's likely not going to be good for you. As we, you know, continue to cover this story, you've seen the movie, I hope by now, Vax, from cover up to catastrophe, all the hundreds, if not thousands, of stories now garnered by that team as they've gone around the country interviewing, and heartbreaking stories of, just like Donald Trump mentioned, watching kids who were healthy, got the shot, went in high fever, and became autistic, or even worse, died. And we've covered them. They say now, the CDC, don't do the flu shot if it's a nasal version. I can agree with them there, but I don't want you to do any of them. And they're saying even if you have an ag allergy, it doesn't matter, you can do it. The doctors will just monitor you more closely should you have an anaphylactic reaction. Oh, yeah, that's comforting. Doctor, I have an ag allergy. What does the CDC say about the shot? Well, yeah, it's a problem, but not really, as long as I watch you. Well, how long? Instantly? Over days? Months? When does it kick in? And the HPV shot, guess what? They're down to 2 shots from 3. Because very few people were willing to get the third shot after they got the first and the second, because the adverse impact was so significant. All right, we got a lot more healing and an uplifting, high, high, high cannabis update next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scabell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
One of the things that scares the establishment about cannabis is that it makes you less likely to be hypnotized by wrong or bad information. And then we've talked about all the reasons why the establishment around the world has fought against this plant, because there was a time when it embraced it, endorsed it, etc., and that's the whole history. And a lot of it was written into the book Ty Bollinger and I wrote. That's called Unlock the Power to Heal. Unlock the Power to Heal. But we do have good news on the cannabis front. That means it's time for our cannabis update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Well, potheads they're not like we used to think they were, or maybe they never were, other than Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Is it a stereotype, the pothead? There's a story here, and it's linked up in the show notes. You can go to robertscottbell.com. It says the biggest potheads aren't who you'd guess. They're talking about ganja-puffing teachers, TV execs, and businessmen who go about their daily routines while under the influence, thanks to the drug's decriminalization. I think they were doing that even before it was decriminalized. Super Don, do you think maybe?
I think so. I think so. There may be more now, because listen, it's become more widely accepted, and so people that may have shied away from doing it before may be doing it now because there are states now where you can do that and you won't get arrested. But I think it's always been that way to some degree. It's just the people haven't admitted it.
I think so. And I remember that when I was in my teen years. Now, I was not a pothead. I never smoked pot. I always talk about the contact high I may have gotten at a Foghat concert in 1979 at the Omni in Atlanta.
Don't forget the cannabis cup.
That was later. That was a buzz contact high there. But It just, you know, but I grew up believing the lies of cannabis. I did. I was like, you know, it's bad. It's a drug. It's dangerous. It's a pothead thing. You're going to end up doing other drugs, right? I was a product of that propaganda. So I wasn't into it. Now, I do remember, like, my parents got divorced when I was a teenager. And, you know, there were some emotionally trying times where I was very angry and upset. And so I think we went at one point to family counseling. A guy that was a friend of, I guess, both my parents. It was just kind of a session where we could talk things out, right, as a teenager, to understand what was going on. And I remember at one time going to, I guess they also hosted, you know, events or even parties with this group that would see this one therapist. And I remember being there, and I was still a teenager at one point. Then I was asked to leave, right? It was like, okay, the meeting's over. And I was like, why was I asked to leave? Nobody else. Well, evidently, all the adults were then going to go smoke weed. Or not go, they were going to do it in that guy's office. And I thought, well, that's weird. So this is just a memory that was coming back as I was reading this story, Super Don. I hadn't thought about this in a long time. Wow. Now, my parents weren't in that meeting. It was just a group meeting. We all left. But it was like that was one of those moments in my mind. I looked back and I was like going, but these are people that are respected. They're not they weren't druggies. You know, they were nice people, all of the people that were there. But they all happened to smoke weed, too. So it was like one of those things I remember going, oh, okay, that's interesting. But still, I wasn't interested. But now I look at this and I say now, you know, if I ask my wife and she gets nervous taking CBD, even though it's legal in all 50 states, because, you know, oh, my gosh, we're going to get busted for CBD. But I look around now and I know, I was like, you would be hard-pressed to say half, bare minimum, of every household in a given neighborhood. The parents in there smoke weed, too. I'm telling you, it's probably closer to 50 or 60%, maybe 70 in some places.
Yeah. Listen, it is a stereotype. They all don't look like Cheech and Chong. No. You know, and there are people that, you know, they do it, and they're completely functional, and it's different than the guy that has a beer once in a while. Yeah.
You read the article, and it's like moms getting together for play dates with their kids, and they're toking weed while it's happening.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. That was pretty funny, and they were saying that it's a good thing that they don't drug test the school workers, because they did, they'd probably all lose their jobs.
All the teachers would be fired, yeah. And the administrators would be fired. So, yeah, there's a lot of cognitive dissonance on the issue still. It's a plant medicinal from creation, and how you use it, it's up to you as long as you harm no one else. Real quick, because I know we're up on the break here, New Mexico has a bill to legalize cannabis, and it just passed the House committee. They're looking around. New Mexico is a poor state, relatively speaking, to Colorado and others like California they border on, near enough anyway, Arizona and Colorado, I should say. But New Mexico wants to make it recreational as well for people over 21. They're looking at the money, right? That's what's going to change this all, the taxes that they're gaining in Colorado, for instance, on this and in other states. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing. The theme challenge. No, not a theme park challenge, a Super Don theme challenge coming up next. We're going to hear a new theme song, a shocker, related to a Harry Potter-style homeopathic remedy.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Online all over the place, including archives at GCN and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Red Nation Rising, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio across the pond there. Howdy, y'all. And, of course, SoundCloud. Now, as I mentioned, next hour, Liam Sheff is scheduled to be with me. And, listen, we've talked about his ailments, his challenges, his health challenges. They're very serious. And, sometimes I wonder how many more times we're going to get to interview Liam. I don't want to be morbid about it, but he's open and talking about it. So please pay attention to the things that we're going to be discussing next hour. And if we don't have time to finish it all, we might have to do some bonus segments. And if so, that'll be available exclusively through our archives at SoundCloud. Okay, there's a link. I think in the show notes there'll be a link, and we might even get it up as a YouTube. We'll see. But on the cannabis front, the CBD. I was talking about all 50 states. For those of you who are new listening to the show, if you go to an independent health food store or retailer, you could probably find some CV Sciences Plus CBD oil.
But you can also go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and you can order some direct from the company. They'll ship it to you, and you can get 15% off at checkout by putting the code RSB15, RSB15. So that'll round up our cannabis update for this hour, at least. And we're getting close to, yeah, I'm not stalling, I'm not delaying. I just want to make sure, Super Don, you have the time to prepare this theme, because, I mean, it was a big challenge that came through. It wasn't like a week or a month ago. It was like yesterday. Yesterday, I think this came through.
It came in yesterday, and, all right, well, you know, one of our loyal listeners, he likes to write in, who's always given Steve the Thorough a run for his money on these questions, is Steve AG.
Yes, and now he's signing himself AKA Flick.
Flick. Yes. Flick. I don't know. What would you call it? Do we call him Flick now?
I think we got to call him Flicka.
Flicka.
Flicka. All right.
Flicka. That was a horse, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
we
had
the horse reference with Donald Trump. So now we got Steve AG, a.k.a. the Flicka. So hello once again, Team RSB, he says. This is a theme challenge. Stump the Super D challenge has been accepted. Because I don't know how serious people took you when you were saying, go ahead, throw it my way. You weren't kidding, were you?
Well, I knew I might be in for trouble by saying that. But
yeah, because, you know, if I was thinking of challenging you on a theme song, it's usually about like an ailment or an illness or a body part, right? A liver, right? We talked about pancreas.
Right.
Or as Captain Morgan, you know, she challenged you to do a vagina theme song update, and you did it. So, Flick has just accepted the challenge. He says, leave it to me to likely go too far, but I just couldn't help myself. It's a sickness. Luckily, I found a show all about healing. What show is that? You think he's referencing us there?
I don't know. He'll have to let us know. It'd be nice to find
out. I want to be sure
healing,
you're talking about us, Steve, all right? My theme request for Super D is Heper Sulfurous Calcarium. I said it horribly. Heper sulfur calcarium. I mean, usually I say Heper Sul for short, because.
Right.
But I mean, come on! Of all the themes, you're going to say I'm picking out a homeopathic remedy for Super Don to do with it. He says, "I triple dog dare you."
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah,
Flick. So,
Flick. Come on, buddy.
Flick.
What are you doing here? Come on, come up with a theme that's reasonable. This is unreasonable to ask Super Don to do a theme song for Heper Sulfurous Calcarium. That's not right. He's not a homeopath.
He did say, P.S., thank you for always reminding us that laughter is a part of healing, which is nice, So listen, Flick, look, it's obvious that he's really going for the jugular here on this. It's like, how can I come up with like the most bizarre thing that would be the most difficult thing to possibly make a theme for?
No.
Heper Sulfurous Calcarium.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
This morning I got up and I was like, all right, what can I do here? And I needed a little help. And so I went and grabbed, you remember the movie Joe's Apartment?
Yeah, with the roaches, cockroaches.
The singing cockroaches.
Yeah, we played
that. They have been out of work for a while, ever since that movie was out. And they were looking to, you know, get a gig. Mm-hmm. And so I got them to help me out with this.
Okay. And if you're really doing this, which you say you are, I believe you. We're going to combine it today with the question of the day. I'm not even going to play the question of the day theme song. This is going to supplant that, because the question of the day actually points directly to Heper Sulfurous Calcarium. Here is Super Don's new theme song in support of the challenge that Steve AG, a.k.a. Flick, has laid down. And here we go.
Heper Sulfurous is made from a combination of sulfur and calcium carbonate that is ground together in a mortar and pestle. Historically, we've used this remedy in great-scale homeopathy for sore throat and for tonsillitis. It's also one of our most useful remedies for severe ear infection, and it can be used for laryngitis. You can consider this remedy in cases of bronchitis, whooping cough. Also, you can use this remedy for skin problems.
Oh, my God. There you go. Your Heper Sulfurous Calcarium theme song. Steve, I think he met your challenge and exceeded your expectations. If not, I don't know what more he can do. My gosh, that was crazy. but it does fit well with the question of the day today. You'll have to explain to me how you did that in a moment. But this question of the day comes from Judy. She says, "Hi, Robert, I have a quick question. How long does it take for someone who has or had MRSA, that's methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, to be clear of the bacteria?" By the way, I think Steve should have had you do a MRSA update. I mean, not a MRSA update.
Oh,
you
stop, geez.
All right, never mind. I did not say that. So you did. Look, you have achieved ridiculous levels of theme song acumen here to do that. So I'm not asking you for another one this week unless you're up for it. But she said, "I went to visit someone who was no longer on isolation precautions. Does that mean they were no longer contagious? Thank you, Judy." Yes, that typically is what that means. And I will give props to the doctors who are treating MRSA. Not that they know how to treat it as well as I do, but that they are at least very concerned about the transmission of this potentially deadly infection. And mostly it's cutaneous skin, right? You'll hear this happening like Judy, just because they were cleared, whoever this friend is you went to visit, don't wrestle with them. Right? Don't, "Hey, want to get on the mat?" "Yeah, no, my doc says I'm clear of MRSA." No, don't do that. But just short of that, hug them. It's okay because they've been cleared, so you should be fine. Now, also, I will say that your susceptibility to MRSA is not simply because, you touch somebody with MRSA, now you're going to get it. Because the cutaneous protection, the barriers that you should have, as long as you have unbroken skin, will protect you. You have a microbiome on your skin, bacteria that will protect you from staph and MRSA. If, however, you're wrestling and you get a rug burn and you have open sores, that will allow for the transmission. This is why you hear like wrestlers or football players, they have MRSA that runs through the locker room. So what do we do for staph infections? What do we do for MRSA? Of course we do silver hydrosol. There is no form of staph infection, including methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, that can withstand the presence of the active state of silver. So we use it locally, topically, and we take it internally to modulate immunity. But what do I always say should accompany the silver hydrosol, local and internal, but this specifically taken internal, as a remedy for all forms of staph, including MRSA? Super Don, take it away. I await your brilliance.
I'm sorry. I was distracted there.
No! What were you doing? Working on another theme song? I told you I was going to ask you.
No, I'm sorry. Please repeat the question.
This is where I get annoyed. Host gets annoyed.
Sorry.
I'm sure he was doing something really important.
I was posting something on social media. I'm sorry.
I was thinking that, or either you're putting silver gel on your grandbaby who has diaper rash. Then I'd be going, okay, that's a legitimate excuse.
I do.
We did that too when our babies were that baby. But, in this case, I was saying, what is it that I say beyond the use of silver hydrosol locally and internally to modulate immunity when we're dealing with any form of staph infection, including MRSA? What is the remedy? This is like a softball for you.
Other than silver?
Yeah. Oh, you're so much trouble for even hesitating here.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. So you got me all rattled now. I'm in the doghouse. I can't think.
You are so toast. What was the theme song you just did? Oh, good Lord. You're like one of the 88% I was going to call something else, but I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay, it's hypersulfurous calcareum.
Thank you.
Okay, I got you now. I got you.
You know what, Steve AG, there's an opening for a producer at the moment. Flick, you there? Just kidding. We love Super Don.
It's Super Flick.
Oh, my gosh. No, Super Flick, too close to Super Fly. Anyway. Yeah. No, and this is why it's just kind of funny. You did that. We had this question come in. I thought, perfect, we can marry the two. And then Super Don totally drops the heat.
And then I just completely dropped the ball.
You dropped the remedy. It broke. It spilled everywhere. Now go lick the floor. Clean it up.
I'm going to go make an I'm sorry theme. <All
right. laughs> Did we have a theme, like if I goof? I don't remember if we did that one yet. But you can sing the a cappella. I'm sorry. So sorry. Remember that one?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
Was it did that one? Yep.
Yeah, it might have been. It wasn't EMF.
No. Yeah, we were just talking about that, weren't we?
What was the song for EMF?
Back from 1991, the song Unbelievable.
Oh, you're unbelievable.
That's right. It was a group called EMF.
In fact, not that I'm asking you to do a theme song, but I'm thinking that would be a perfect theme song for what I don't know, but it would be something great, and I could hear you putting like, you know, like in the opening where you have these little statements that go in, and you're peppering them, goes in with that, and then comes in, you're unbelievable, boom, and whatever that theme song is, it's going to be killer. It's going to be killer, I know it. I just don't know what it's going to be for.
Okay.
All right, just plant that little seed in your head.
All right.
Because how quickly you forget the theme song we just played.
Yeah.
What's my name? Now you're giving me the hiccups. I'm laughing so far on the inside. Oh my God.
You really have the hiccups right now?
I do. I just got them.
Oh, that's awesome. There's nothing better than having the hiccups when you're on the air.
I think I will hold my breath and swallow a number of times. They will be gone by the time we come back. From this
so we
break.
Will now stall for the next 5 seconds.
No, so we don't have to stall. It's okay. Super Don, there's a state that has your initials, SD, and it's legalized something so shocking, so horrific, that we're going to cover it. But brace yourselves, put on your seatbelts, put on your hat, cover your hair, because it relates there. What got legalized in South Dakota? Stand by, you're going to find out. Then we've got Liam Sheff for a very special edition as we talk peak oil, healing, challenges, and we get very philosophical about a lot of things, especially for our kids and grandkids.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. you can own it, starting at $225. Check out Katie Armour on Facebook or at katiearmour.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armour.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Are you still here, Super Don? I was just kidding with you. I love you. I still need you. You're not going. No, there's no opening for a producer.
I was just updating my resume.
No, there's no opening. There's no opening for a producer. Just kidding. Unbelievable. My hiccups are gone. I just drank some Echo water with molecular hydrogen. Now if I burp, I can light it. Hydrogen bomb. Wow, look at that. Crazy. No, I'm all good, but that was inadvertently, unintentionally very funny, I have to say. I'm still laughing about it. Whatever just happened, it was great. Go back and listen to it, folks. Archives available.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to it.
As I said, Liam Sheff scheduled next hour, and I cherish the time we have with him because, you know, give a listen. He's in some serious straits, and we'll have some links up in the show notes for that as well. And I have a sense that we may go bonus time with Liam. So we only have an hour, 2 hours, and next hour we'll probably go. There's more than I can talk to. So I'm just, what am I trying to say here? Be on the lookout.
It is always hard to contain Liam to 1 hour.
Yep.
So, and quite often he has to get cut off before he's done.
Yep.
Because he's got so much to talk about. So in the event that that happens, we'll just add it. You just go to robertscottbell.com. Go to the show archives. We've got everything there on SoundCloud. You just click on it. You'll be able to hear anything. What would you call it? After innings is what we used to call it,
We used to call it
extra innings.
But it'll just be bonus time today if that happens. So be on the lookout if you can't get enough. Because when we talk serious stuff, we like to be light and happy and funny. True, we got to be that. But there's some serious stuff to talk about, too, and we don't shy away from it. So I just want to prep you for that. Okay, folks? It's going to be important stuff. All right, let's see. What else we got? What's important? I mentioned what was happening in South Dakota. What did they do? Legalize or ban fracking? That's a little late for that. You'll find out next hour.
And it's not cannabis.
It has nothing to do with cannabis. What did South Dakota just legalize? I mean, this should be an international scandal. I mean, where's the United Nations blue helmets when you need them? I mean, literally, Canada should go through North Dakota to get to South Dakota to protect the people of South Dakota for what just happened. What just happened? They legalized braiding hair without a license.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I'm moving to South Dakota right now.
Well, come on, braiding hair, that's some serious stuff. I mean, kids, you can't want braiding hair without a license. Okay, maybe they think it's cool. I don't know. I mean,
wait a minute. Hold on. This just in. In other news,
yes.
You used to need a license to braid hair in South Dakota.
I mean, really?
What?
Listen, okay. I'm going to give you, look, if my daughter comes to me and says, Dad, will you braid my hair? I'm going to say, honey, sweetheart, it's going to hurt because I don't know what I'm doing. But I want my daughter to have the freedom to come ask me. I don't want to have to go, wait a second, let me check with the state. Hey, is it okay if I braid my daughter's hair, right? But, I mean, it's ridiculous. How many things do you need to get a license for? A license is what? A permission slip to do that which would otherwise be illegal. Whoever thought of this? Hey, we're in the South Dakota legislature. You know what we need to do? There's been a big rash of hair braiding injuries in our state. We really need a congressional audit of what's going on. Yeah, we need to set up a board, a licensing board. We need to license hair braiders. Yes. I mean, is it just me, or am I going to get a cosmetologist chewing me out after the show because you just don't understand how dangerous hair braiding can be? Well, I mean, if it's done wrong, you could upset a teenager going to prom. But really?
I suppose do something damaging to somebody's hair. Now, obviously, what they're referring to is not braiding your daughter's hair, but they're talking about something being done.
Cosmetology.
You know, professional
beauty
services.
School dropout.
Yes, but here's the interesting thing, because it used to be, before this change, you had to have a cosmetology license. Mm-hmm. And to get that license, it required that you had to get 2,100 hours of training. It cost $15,000, and it was this big thing in order to get the government to say it was okay. And if you didn't have a license for braiding hair without a license, you could get fines and even jail time.
Gee, you know, if indeed the legislature does what I think they're going to try to do to you, Super Don, they're going to say you need a license to do a theme song. We're going to have to pull the show in South Dakota. No one will be
able to. Dude, but could you imagine being in jail? So, what are you in here for? Braiding hair.
Right. Oh, that's going to get you real popular with the guys in jail. Oh, man. Again, liberty doesn't require permission. Braiding hair shouldn't either. But what am I? Just a crazy, radical, homeopathic libertarian with a bad attitude. We got a lot more to do, folks. Liam Sheff coming up after the news break. In the meantime, remember this, the God's honest truth, take it how you take it. But the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't going
to
set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.